At their April meeting, Mitchell commissioners approved by a vote of 3-2 to contract with the Management and Professional Services Group to provide a comprehensive classification and pay study for Mitchell County. That contract has been signed, and the company will begin their work as soon as possible. On Wednesday, April 25th, commissioners in a special session voted to eliminate the current pay plan.
The current plan did not allow for any adjustments to be made if corrections were needed to be made. So we voted to end the current pay plan, and until that we have the results back from the study, everything is basically frozen, and at that point we'll pick back up and adopt a new pay plan.
Phil Byrd is the chairman of the Mitchell County Commission. The vote to eliminate the pay plan was 3-1, with Commissioner Hensley casting the no vote. Commissioner Saylor did not attend the meeting. The study will look at the job description for each of the county employees and make sure they are in the proper pay grade and that their job description fits the job they are currently doing. They will also update the county's personnel policy with current federal and state regulations. County Attorney Hal Harrison said considering the recent lawsuit the county settled with employees of the Department of Social Services, he would recommend the contract because he felt the wording of the current personnel policy could lead to more litigation. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.